The issue of health insurance reform remains a focus of 4th District residents as well as for me. Over the past few months, I've been studying health insurance reform very, very carefully. I must tell you that there are three phases or three parts of the health care bill coming from three different committees in the House of Representatives. I must tell you also that I oppose those health care bills as they now stand. I'm not for a public option. They must reduce costs. They must protect Medicare. They cannot fund abortion, and rural providers must be a priority. Let me go into detail on that. I reviewed all these bills that are pending. Now, while most people seem to agree that health insurance system needs to be repaired and that health insurance companies should be made more responsible, a great deal of skepticism remains in rural Missouri about the approach taken by House committees to reform our health care system. As in medicine, the first rule is do no harm, and that is what concerns me. The unanticipated consequences that may come about as a result of ill-conceived legislation. And I'm not convinced that any of the proposals represent the best policy choice for the American people. I oppose the current House proposals and will vote against them unless they are vastly improved. First, health insurance reform must not include a public option. Now, while access to health insurance ought to be expanded to reduce costs for everyone, the government option could have the unintended consequences of forcing private health insurance providers out of business. We don't want that. Second, health insurance reform must reduce costs for those who are already insured and for small businesses. Middle-class families are already struggling to make ends meet during this economic turndown. Now is not the time for the government to impose additional burdens on them. The bill must be deficit neutral or reduce the deficit. And we cannot pay for health insurance reform by taxing small businesses that generate job growth in the 4th District. Third, health insurance reform cannot ration care for seniors. It must ensure that veterans and military retirees are treated fairly. Fourth, as a pro-life member of Congress, I cannot support a measure that allows for federal funding for abortion services. Fifth, health insurance reform must provide fair and adequate reimbursement to rural health care providers.